It's unclear just who will replace Jackie Lambie in the Senate. The next candidate on the ticket, Steve Martin, is yet to decide if he will accept the vacant seat. He's the local mayor of Devonport, and that raises questions about his eligibility under a different part of the constitution to that which has seen Jackie Lambie resign. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
It's the biggest shock to hit the coastal town of Burnie since a local working class single mum got elected to the Senate in 2013. No one can quite believe that Jackie Lambie has been forced to resign.
Jackie was born here in Australia. I actually know her father as well, and he's as bad an Aussie bloke as you can get, that's for sure. So it's incredibly disappointing. She's a hard worker for our region and she'll be sadly missed.
Well, I think it's a bit of a sad thing for Jackie and for Tassie, but I don't think we've seen the last of her. I think she'll be back in some form. So I think she'll continue to be a strong voice.
It'll be interesting to see who will replace her. Yeah, she'll leave a hole in here, that's for sure.
The man who is set to replace Jackie Lambie in the Senate is the Mayor of Devonport, Steve Martin. He lives about half an hour down the road from Burnie. His passion is health. Steve Martin was instrumental in getting the federal government to take over the local Mersey Hospital from the state a decade ago. Mr Martin is yet to decide if he will take Jackie Lambie's seat.
It is a big commitment, and that's why I want to talk to my family before I make any more comment. I've got two wonderful, beautiful granddaughters, and I spend a lot of time with them, and this will all change, so it'll be a family decision.
Constitutional law expert Professor Anne Toomey from the University of Sydney says there are questions about whether Mr Martin's job as mayor disqualifies him from Parliament.
So another disqualification under the Constitution is holding an office of profit under the Crown. And the question is whether a local government office falls into that category. If you are paid some kind of remuneration or, as it's described, profit, then that's likely to make it an office of profit. The question is whether it's under the Crown. Now, one argument is that because it's an elected office and you're not appointed by the government, then it's not an office under the Crown. But the other argument is because local government offices can usually be sacked and replaced with an administrator and sometimes are accountable to state governments, that does make it under the Crown. So it would be a matter for a court to determine whether the particular circumstances under the Tasmanian law were enough to turn it into an office of profit under the Crown, and if so, it would disqualify him.
It sounds like a complicated argument to be worked out in the High Court. How would this actually come about for this to go to the High Court?
So it would be possible that when Jackie Lambie's issue goes to the High Court and the High Court orders a recount of the votes, then if people are concerned about whether or not this new person fulfilling the seat would be otherwise disqualified, then that matter could then be raised before the High Court. And it can deal with it the same way as it's currently dealing with the Holly Hughes case.
One thing is clear. Steve Martin says he has no problems proving his citizenship.
Well, with my citizenship, both my sides of my grandparents were born in Tasmania, as were my parents. So I'm dinky-dye Tasmanian.
If Steve Martin can't or won't take up Jackie Lambie's seat, the position falls to the third candidate on the ticket, Robert Waterman. But he has decided politics isn't for him, even though he renounced his British citizenship to stand at last year's federal election.
Senate takes you away from your family a lot. I love my family, and that's, I guess, you know, when you look at those family values, I think they're some of the things that I'd like to, you know, they're one of the values that I hold strong, and I don't want to be away from my family. I don't need to be away from my family as much in my current role, and as I said, and I think I'm in a stronger position where I am rather than making that move.
With the possibility that none of the other candidates on the ticket will want or be able to fill the seat, there's always the potential for the party to nominate Jackie Lambie to fill her own vacated position. But she would have to renounce her British citizenship first.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.